American Independent Radio Station. I'm your host, DJ CO1, along with my co-host.
This is your boy, Nate the Great.
Yeah, on this Monday, April 23rd, 2018, time, 7 o'clock sharp. Yeah, you're listening to the Rilla Radio Show, putting independent music into listeners' ears. First things first, we'll cover our featured artist every week and play the Rilla featured track of the week. Next, we're going to go over our five topics of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, here's today's Rilla Topics of the Day. First off, we'll have the Rilla Opinion of the Day.
Next, we'll have the Rilla Member of the Day.
Third, we'll have a Rilla Hilarious Story of the Day.
And after that, we're going to have Rilla Chumps of the Day.
And fifth and finally, we have the Rilla Ridiculous Story of the Day. We want to thank all of our listeners today for tuning in and all the artists that have provided their tracks to the Rilla Radio. You can catch all of today's Rilla stories at 4forrilla.com/Rilla Radio.
And don't forget, guys, you can also submit your music to the Rilla Radio Show, and your music could be featured on the Rilla Radio Show each week. And here's CO1 with your featured artist of the week.
Yeah, today's featured artist of the week is Christy Huff, a country singer-songwriter who brings a pop touch to her soulful sound. She's an L.A. girl now, but she attributes her country background to growing up in Arizona. Trips to Nashville several times a year to co-write with other country songwriters keeps her ties to country music strong. She recorded two CDs in Nashville and is now working on a new EP in L.A. that's being produced by A.V.I. Kaplan, formerly of Pentatonix. Starting out as a solo acoustic performer, Christy is well known in L.A. and Orange County, and she now performs her original songs both acoustically and with her band at venues including Hotel Cafe and the Viper Room in L.A. She recently opened up for Chris Bandy at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas and is excited to be opening for Toby Keith this April at Coastal Country Jam in Huntington Beach, California, and Jason Aldean at Country Fest in Wisconsin this June. Christy recently released her single, The Way You Move, which has been described as a combination of the current pulse of Nashville with elements of hip-hop, pop, and a sultry melody. It was also a top 10 finisher in Pop Stars magazine Rising Stars Top 40. She released her second single from her EP in February. You can also find her on YouTube, where she has several music videos, including the award-winning Soldier Song, as well as an increasingly popular series called Christy's Couch Sessions. Each week, she collaborates with another artist from L.A. or Nashville scene on an original song, cover, or mashup. Christy is excited for 2018 and all the new opportunities she has to share her music with her fans. And like always, here on the Rilla Radio, it's our pleasure to add Christy Huff's music to the mix. And here's your Rilla featured track of the week, which is Dreamcatcher by Christy Huff.
Still lead my soul, it's bringing
to Christy Huff, our featured artist of the week. I want to thank Christy for submitting and sharing your track with us. We look forward to listening to your music on the Rilla Radio. Next up, I'm going to hand it over to Nate to cover our weather and sports.
This is your Rilla Radio Sports and Weather Update.
All right, guys, for your Rilla Radio Sports and Weather Update, the St. Louis Cardinals are now in first place after they improved their record to 13-8 after beating the Cincinnati Reds yesterday and have a day off tonight before they start a new series tomorrow against the New York Mets starting at 7 p.m. And unfortunately, they got bad news as they found out that Adam Wainwright was replaced on the disabled list for an elbow injury and could be up to 10 days before they reevaluate for his return. And now for your weather update. Right now we're at 57 degrees with a low tonight of 51. And tomorrow we will have cloudy skies for most of the day with a high of 70 and a low of 47. And that's your Rilla Radio Sports and Weather Update.
Thanks, Nate. It's good to see the Cardinals back on top.
Where absolutely, first place.
You know, Wainwright, watched him for years. Hope he gets better. Next up, Rilla listeners, our new edition of the show, your Rilla News Story, is brought to you by Melissa Meske.
And welcome back to the Monday night edition of Rilla Good News for the week of April 23rd, 2018. I'm Melissa Meske. A strike by Alton teachers appears to have been averted as a new offer presented by the Alton School District was approved by 80% of the Alton Education Association on Friday afternoon, April 20th. The approval of this offer puts a stop to the impending strike that could have been taking place as early as April 25th. In other headlines, the closure of Illinois Route 143, originally set for Monday, April 23rd at Indian Creek, will be delayed until the end of the month because of weather concerns. John Adcock, supervising field engineer for the Illinois Department of Transportation, said Monday that concerns about weather, including the cold and possibility of flooding, has caused the delay. This project includes the replacing of the bridge and raising both the bridge and the roadways. The road and bridge are being raised because of some concerns about flooding. There's also some work planned for the creek banks on either side of the bridge. The closure will be from Wanda Road / Southmoreland Road to Sycamore Drive. Traffic is being routed to New Pogue Road and Illinois Route 255. The road, which carries roughly 10,000 vehicles a day, will be closed for the entire construction period, which is expected to last through November. Those of you who commute this route need to plan ahead. Sunday, April 22nd, was Earth Day, and tips were everywhere on how to go green. Some easy ways for you to consider if you'd like to go green include unplugging everything, for one. If you aren't using it, unplug it, period. Standby mode still pulls some electricity from your outlets. Also, make use of old containers, repurpose those containers, especially if they're strong plastic. You can also lower your water temperature by lowering your water heater settings. Most of your water heaters are set to a standard 140 degrees, but if you lower it to 120 degrees, you can save on your utility bill. Another suggestion for going green: buy secondhand. Hit up thrift stores and yard sales before buying something new. You can also do other things such as change a light bulb, putting in some LED or CFLs in place of those standard incandescents. Use rechargeable batteries and invest in drapes. Those are just some of the many ideas that you can read through the latest issue of The Advantage. By the way, did you know that there are single-use swaps that can save you even more and save our planet even more in just 1 year's time. Some interesting facts. For example, in 1 year's time, if you use one reusable water bottle, you will have saved 167 plastic water bottles from going into the landfill. The same can be said for using one reusable coffee mug, saving 500 of those paper coffee cups from going into the landfill. In related news to going green, Alton Main Street will be hosting a clothes swap. What is a clothes swap? Well, a clothes swap is a specific kind of swap meet where people bring their unwanted, gently used, or new clothes and exchange them for clothing that they can actually use. It's a great way to refresh your wardrobe while being both fiscally and environmentally responsible. This particular clothes swap being hosted by Alton Main Street will benefit Oasis Women's Center and Riverbend Community Food Pantry. It's taking place from noon to 5 on Sunday, April 29th in the Crystal Ballroom at Mineral Springs Mall on Broadway in Alton. There's a $5 fee if you bring clothes to swap, and if you don't bring clothes to swap, it'll cost you $10 to come in and check out what they have to offer. Also coming up on the calendar in the week ahead, Watershed Nature Center in Edwardsville will be partnering in the Biodiverse City St. Louis Nature Challenge. From April 27th to the 30th, Watershed will partner in the challenge, which is to see which area can document the most species over 4 days. The idea at Watershed is that it partners especially well with their Frog Walk and Frog Watch programs. And if those are things that you might be interested in, Watershed has an upcoming training session for Frog Watch on Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. And there are also many other opportunities on their calendar for both Frog Watch, Frog Walk, and their bird watching initiatives. To learn more about what's all going on at Watershed Nature Center in Edwardsville, visit their website at watershednaturecenter.org. And finally, a look at the calendar for the week ahead. On Wednesday evening, April 25th, there's Crochet and Coffee at Jacoby Art Center. That kicks off, and it's a there are three sessions. It goes from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. starting on Wednesday evening, April 25th, at a cost of $40 for those three sessions. Jacoby Art Center is located at 627 East Broadway in Alton. On Thursday, April 26th, Germania Brewhouse is hosting a poetry slam from 6 to 9 p.m. Germania Brewhouse is located near Jacoby Art Center at 617 East Broadway in Alton. On Friday, April 27th, the local preview show for the Artfully Local Art Show will take place at Old Bakery Beer Company. Happening from 7 to 10 p.m. on Friday, April 27th at Old Bakery Beer Company, located at 400 Landmarks Boulevard in Alton, this is your chance to preview some of the art and artists that will be featured through the Artfully Local Art Show. On Saturday, April 28th, Alton hosts as well its spring citywide litter cleanup. There's opportunities for anyone who's interested to join groups that will be going around Alton from 9 a.m. till noon and picking up litter. Or if you'd just rather participate on your own, you can clean up your neighborhood and deposit the litter in your own trash and in recycling bins. This is another green initiative being sponsored by Alton Main Street. Also on Saturday, April 28th, there's the Crawfish Festival at Grafton Oyster Bar. Taking place from noon to 9 p.m., Grafton Oyster Bar is located at 215 West Water Street in Grafton. For more information on the Crawfish Festival, visit graftonoysterbar.com. This has been the Monday night edition of Rella Good News for the week of April 23rd, 2018. I'm Melissa Meske. Thank you for listening to Rella Radio. Be sure to tune in to the Rella Good News every Monday night. And if you have a tip or story idea you'd like me to share, shoot me an email at mytownbeat@gmail.com. I could look into any story ideas you have, follow any tips you may share, and investigate things of interest to you a bit further. Your stories, your words, refined. Reach out now. Be sure to tune in again next week. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Melissa. We appreciate your stories this week, and we look forward to hearing more from Melissa. And please tune in next week for more Rella Good News by Melissa Meske. Are there genres of music that are overlooked as serious or legitimate enough to win this prestigious award? If so, what are they and what do you think they could be worthy of, a Pulitzer Prize? What do you think, do you think they often go unnoticed? Rella listeners, before we go to break, I want you to think about it. If you could nominate a musical piece that meets the criteria for a Pulitzer Prize, what would it be? What do you think, Nick? What do you think about that? We'll come back to the break. We're going to play a quick track here. We'll open up the phone line at 314-310-1832. That's 314-310-1832. Give us a call. Share your opinion with us. We're going to play a quick tune here. I'm going to get a track on here. Nick Brodeur, You Are Dumb.
You think it's a game that takes two to play. I don't think you wanted me, I guess I feel the same. Man, I'll take the pain, I wonder who's to blame. Cause I don't think you wanted me, I can see it in your face. How long does it take? Cause something's bound to break. My love for this is punishment, and it's something I can't take. No matter what you say, I've done. No matter what you say, I did. My love for you is not enough. I guess that we were dumb like kids. And I don't wanna say that I'm in love with you. Oh, my money's all up on you. No, so this is the moment of truth. My final goodbye is for you. Dum de dum de dum dum de dum de dum dum. Dum de dum de dum dum de dum de dum dum. The sun won't shine forever. We've been through better weather. We could've worked out, but time just wouldn't let us. Who would've thought you'd never try to make it better? I should've seen it in your eyes when you'd upset us. So now you got a new man with new plans, a new place to do things. Who thought that you'd change? Cause I didn't. When you said move on, I thought that you were kidding. So how long does it take? Cause something's bound to break. My love for this is punishment, and it's something I can't take. No matter what you say, I've done. No matter what you say, I did.
is not enough. I guess that we were dumb like kids. And I don't wanna say that I'm in love with you. Oh, and my money's all up on you. No, so this is the moment of truth. My final goodbye is for you. No, dum di dum di dum dum di dum di dum dum. Dum di dum di dum dum di dum di dum dum.
Okay, real listeners, we are back from our break, and the real opinion question is, in your opinion, are there other genres of music that are overlooked as serious or legitimate enough to win this prestigious award? And if so, what are they? Why do you think they could be worthy of a Pulitzer Prize, and why do you think they often go unnoticed? I think, personally, all of the genres of music are serious enough to be looked at. Artists write music for many reasons. It's amazing, it's an amazing new chapter. That's how I feel for all genres of music to step the game up and go after the next Pulitzer Prize. How about you, Nate? What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, I agree, to a certain extent. All genres of music have some kind of talent in their own little way.
Yeah.
I myself love, obviously the rock genre more than anything, but even though I don't listen to much country or, rap or any other kind of music, often, I understand that there's some kind of talent into making that kind of music, whether it's the, rhythm, the beat, or the lyrics that makes that kind of music special,
Yeah, absolutely, Nate. I agree with you. Back to the Pulitzer Prize. Every year, the Pulitzer Prize is awarded for distinguished musical composition by an American that has had its first performance or recording in the United States during the year. And last Monday, on the Rella Radio Show, we had Chris Pritham and Scott Dudley from the Push Audio. And while that was going on, while we were doing Rella Radio, the Pulitzer Prize was handed to Kendrick Lamar for the album Damn, makes him the first non-classical or jazz musician to receive the prize since the awards expanded to music in 1943. So it was well overdue to open up the book for all genres of music, I believe. On Monday, he took home, the Pulitzer Prize, and, before Monday, last Monday, that prize there seemed out of reach. He's the first rapper since they have offered that since 1943, and he's also the first winner who has not been a classical or a jazz musician, like I said a minute ago. And if you watched the video or if you've seen clips or coverage of that night, Dana Kennedy says the time was right. The administrator of the prizes said in her interview after the winners were announced, "We are very proud of this selection. It means that the jury and the board judging system worked as it's supposed to, and the best work was awarded to the Pulitzer Prize." So, big comments, big deal. That's a big deal, I believe. Good deal. She added here, it says it shines a light on hip hop in a completely different way. A big moment for the Pulitzers, and truly sheds a light. I believe it truly sheds a light for all artists, and I believe and sparks my ambition to keep independent music going right here on the Rilla Radio. And I appreciate all the artists that's submitted your music in with us, and we're going to keep it rolling, guys. I appreciate everybody tuning in throughout the week, and keep me going. I appreciate it, guys. Next up, we're going to get to our second topic of the day, your Team Rilla Member of the Day.
Now you're messing with the OG. Now you're messing with the OG.
You are the Team Rilla Member of the Day.
Rilla Member of the Day, yo.
Congratulations, you're the Team Rilla Member of the Day. Sign up today to be the next Team Rilla Member of the Day with DJ CO1.
This is DJ Nate the Great for Team Rilla Member of the Day. Yeah, buddy.
Sign up today at 4forrilla.com to be your next Team Rilla Member of the Day.
Hey guys, this is Nate the Great again, and congrats to Steve Vixen as he is the Team Rilla Member of the Day. Me and CN1 want to say thanks for listening to the Rilla Radio Show, buddy. And guys, sign up today to be the next Team Rilla Member of the Day at 4forrilla.com. And now here's CN1 with the Rilla Hilarious Story of the Day. Yeah, buddy.
A Rilla Hilarious Story of the Day.
The Rilla Hilarious Story of the Day.
Woman busts naked intruder in tub, munching on her Cheetos. Yes, Evelyn Washington charged before she could finish her snack. Police in Louisiana say a woman came home to discover a naked stranger in her tub, eating her Cheetos while taking a bath. A Monroe police affidavit says 29-year-old Evelyn Washington was arrested on burglary and property damage charges. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports that the Washington was caught orange-handed with nowhere to run, and that's the responding officer found a full tub of water and a plate of food along with half-eaten Cheetos belonging to the victim on the toilet next to the tub. Washington, the Cheeto tub bubbler, told the homeowner and police that an unknown male had told her to break into the house. Police found a tall ice chest under a broken window, and that's how she got in. And that, folks, is a real hilarious story of the day. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll announce the fourth topic of the day. Next up, I got a track by 3JC, Pretty People.
Things I don't wanna see. Now I'm a million
back from the break, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Rilla Radio Show. And now we're going to get with our fourth topic, the Rilla Chump of the Day.
The Rilla Chump of the Day.
Guys, on this article of Rilla Chump of the Day, a San Francisco thief saw an opportunity to make a quick couple hundred bucks when he spotted a lady introducing the new iPhone to a group of people outside of her phone store, and he rode up on his bike and grabbed it out of her hands and drove off. And unknown to him, she was actually explaining the new and improved iPhone GPS tracker, and it actually proved to be handy as it works very well like she was explaining to the crowd, and as you would expect, the cops were able to track him down the same day he was arrested. And that is your Rilla Chump of the Day. Tune in next week for the next Rilla Chump of the Day.
Thanks, Nate. And after this ad, we're going to get to a Rilla Ridiculous Story of the Day, guys.
Grab my.
Hey, real listeners. If you're out on the bike run or doing a poker run, you're on for a cold one, head up on the J-Bros Bar. Daily specials are Sunday, $1.50 cans.
And Monday, you got yourself a $1.50 real drinks.
Tuesday, $2 domestic beer.
Wednesday is a $2 domestic beers.
Thursday, $3 vodka bombs. And J-Bro?
Yeah, buddy.
J-Bro?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get to our fifth and final topic of the day, the Rilla Ridiculous Story of the Day.
The Ridiculous Story of the Day. Yo, that's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. So ridiculous.
Really Ridiculous Story of the Day. Free apple on Delta flight cost woman $500. Yes, Crystal Tadlock plans to fight it in court. Crystal Tadlock may think twice before accepting anything from a Delta attendant again. Flying back from Paris, the Colorado woman accepted a free apple handed out by an attendant and stuffed it in her carry-on bag, only to discover at customs that the fruit would cost her $500. KDVR reports the customs agent asked me if my trip to France was expensive, and I said, yeah, said Tadlock after her bag was randomly searched. I didn't really get why he was asking that question, and then he said, it's about to get a lot more expensive after I charge you $500. She asked if she could toss the apple or eat it, but the agent said no. It's really unfortunate someone has to go through that and be treated like a criminal over a piece of fruit, says Tadlock, who also lost her global entry status. She blames Delta for handing out the fruit without warning and says customs should have cut her a break. Customs and Border Patrol responded by saying that all agriculture items must be declared, and a Delta spokesman said, we encourage our customers to follow U.S. Customs and Border Protection protocols. For her part, Tadlock plans to fight the fine in court, and I understand the laws, she says. But once again, the apple is from Delta, and I think that's the most important part of the story. And that, folks, is your Rilla Ridiculous Story of the Day. And remember, don't be taking them free apples, huh, Nate?
That's right.
And we want to thank everyone for listening today. Tune in next Monday, April 30th, 2018, for the next Rilla Radio Show. Until then, have a Rilla great week, everybody.